Although we may not like to admit it, all of us need to be nurtured from time to time. When you were a child and fell off your bike and hurt yourself, your mother or father comforted you. They may have put a Band-Aid on your cut or held you and reassured you that the pain would go away. Maybe they gave you a treat to soothe you and distract you from the pain you were experiencing. Now that you're an adult, you may have had a bad day at work or been disappointed by a friend. The hurt isn't as obvious as the skin knee that you had when you fell off your bike as a child, but your adult hurt is still real. Your mom or dad isn't available to give you an emotional Band-Aid, and it would be easy to reach for a treat to make yourself feel better, but what can you do instead of eating to get the comforting that you need? If you give it some thought, I'm sure you could come up with a list of things that would distract you from your emotional distress that don't involve eating. Winning the lottery, taking a trip to Paris, or going on a shopping spree at your favorite department store would make you feel better without adding any calories to your diet, but we need to be practical. Give some thought to activities that are realistic for you to use to nurture yourself. The activity shouldn't require a lot of money or a lot of preparation. You should plan activities that are as easy to do as going to the refrigerator to get a snack. For example, Claire, a woman in a group I was leading, was in the habit of rewarding herself with a snack when she came home from work. She told me that she enjoyed working in her garden, but thought that this was an activity that she could only do on weekends. With a little planning, she was able to find small things she could do in the garden when she came home from work that she could finish in 30 minutes or less. Here are some other activities that people in my groups have suggested. You could take a bubble bath, play music and dance around the living room, knit or crochet, play a video game, read an article in your favorite magazine, practice yoga, pray or meditate, surf the web, polish your nails, walk the dog, call a friend, or work on a hobby. Now, you may be thinking that you don't have the time for this, but that's just an excuse. None of these activities has to be a marathon session in order to nurture yourself. Besides, getting a snack, eating it, and then feeling guilty afterwards also takes time. Now, while you're thinking about it, make a list of simple activities that you can use to nurture yourself without eating. When you've got your list, get a sticky note and write a reminder to do that activity instead of eating, and put the note on the refrigerator or cabinet door so you won't forget.